Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the 10 bucks a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got the one and only Danny Banks on the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excited to have you on here.
I'm excited for being here.
Nice. Yeah, you're an interesting one because I feel like you're so huge on Instagram. But when I did my Googles on Danny Banks, it was like no information out there.
Yeah, not a lot, right?
Yeah. Is that on purpose?
I have like people, yeah, that kind of like delete all the bad stuff about me, I
really?
Guess. Yeah.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, just like more so like leaked content.
Oh, okay. That's like every OnlyFans girl's bane of their existence, pretty much.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so. I saw somebody had a video up like, Danny Banks scammed me.
Yeah, I saw that too. But then if they you had watch
to
update, it.
They updated the description to say, I didn't even bother to watch it because they updated the description and they were like, it was someone pretending to be her. And I'm like,
exactly.
Okay, then why did you title it this way?
Yes. So I think they try to like, my team try to like have it removed for like defamation or whatever. But the girl was like, no, it was an impersonator. And I'm like, okay, cool. So we left it, but it looks like that.
Do you have any like really intense stories about people getting scammed by people pretending to be you?
Yeah, actually I have a personal story. Like a guy that actually like I spoke to in like real life, was on like Google Hangout or some weird app. And he thought he was talking to me and he like flew out the girl and like that was pretending to be me. And like, well, I guess he like sent the money for the flight and like thought it was me. Long story short, he was like at the airport waiting and like it wasn't me and then got in touch with the real me. And I was like, what are you talking about? Google Hangout, what is that?
Right.
So it was kind of funny, but, and I was on Catfish. Someone got catfished. They thought it was me and it was like a big girl that wasn't me.
Yeah, this happens like all the time with my girl too. Like if I look through her comments on any random day, you'll just see some guy that got scammed for, you know, $500 and he's still just, they get so mad and they don't have anyone to take out the rage on, so they take it out on the girl who was being impersonated as.
But my thing is, it's like when you're verified and like you're talking to other accounts that aren't the verified one, it's like, come on.
Right.
I'm not going to talk to a fake Kim Kardashian, like a second page, backup page, and think it's her when she has a verified page. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad anymore. I used to feel bad because I'm like, oh my God, like I'm so sorry that happened to you. Now I'm like, well, you're stupid.
Yeah, I can't really bring myself to feel that bad. Like it happens all the time where people just message me and they're like, oh, I got this email trying to like get me to pay for an interview or whatever. And they want to hear from me that it's fake.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do I have to tell you that it's fake when it's like Kathy22@gmail.com? It's like, bro,
like why would that
I shouldn't
be my
have
email
to tell you this? Yeah.
And the craziest one for me was it was like a Fashion Nova brand sponsorship. It was like a meetup and it was always based in Kansas City. When I tell you, they blasted it to every single like Instagram girl, but they started using my name as like the person that was meeting. And like I know girls that actually fell for it, and apparently it ended up, the cops investigated it. It ended up being a prostitution like ring, like, or I'm sorry, sex trafficking ring.
Right.
And so like it got like busted and everything. Like people, my girl from Canada had like the feds looking into it because people were like really flying out to like Kansas City. I don't know why that was their meeting point. But anyways, it sucked because my name was behind it.
Right.
And it sounded so believable because I originally had fell for it. That's how the people got my WhatsApp number, like my phone number, because they had acted like they were a different Instagram girl and got my attention, and I believed it. And then I DM'd the girl's real page, and I was like, is this you? And she's like, oh my God, girl, no. So then they got my number, and they started using me as the new person. So anyways, I hope no one really got hurt, but apparently, like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that somebody could get ripped off for, like, $500, but if somebody got, like, abducted into sex trafficking using your name, that would be a little worse.
Like, it's terrible. So, what? I don't know. Like, I get DMs every day, like, is this real? And I'm like, no, it's not real. Like, I would just go to, like, the model's page or whoever and, like, press contact. If that's not the same email that emailed you, then it's clearly not real. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Wow.
Hope everyone's okay.
That's so crazy.
Jeez.
If there is some girl who's like living in a cage in Colombia right now and she got because sucked in of by Danny
my
Banks,
fake Fashion Nova
apologies
deal.
She's just like locked in a cage listening to this podcast.
Jeez.
It's getting a little dark already. Okay, so where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
Michigan. Yeah, a small town in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
How far from Detroit?
Like 3 hours north.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I grew up there until I was like 18, and then I went to college in Michigan my freshman year.
What kind of upbringing did you have before you went to college, though? Tell us a little bit, the younger days.
Yeah, like super good, super close family, pretty normal. One brother, played sports, parents are still together, like just like the regular like family growing up.
Do you say all this to like basically get in front of the narrative of that you must have had a bad childhood if you got into OnlyFans?
Yeah, I mean, no, but you just think that most girls that like were strippers and like, you know, in the game and stuff, you think that they probably had like daddy issues or like a messed up childhood,
right.
Which most of them do. But for me, I think I just was obsessed with like getting money, and I was just like, yeah. And like my parents are super cool. Like they were just like, do what makes you happy and get money. So that's just what I did.
Damn. All right. So did you identify that like hustler instinct in yourself even when you were young?
Yeah, for sure. Like both of my parents are entrepreneurs. They started all their businesses together. And like me and my brother started working at like 13, 14. And then by like 17, 18, I was like running my dad's bar. Like I always kind of was just like in that hustle type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to fashion school, moved to Miami when I was 19. And I was working for like guest Marciano like on South Beach because I wanted to do like fashion merchandising. And then like this girl and her boyfriend like walked into the store and she was like, oh, like you're so cute. And like, mind you, I didn't like look like this then, but I was like always cute, I guess. And she was like, girl, you need to like make like the real money. And I was like, why? Like, what do y'all do? And she was like, well, I'm a bottle server. And you know, I was from a small town and work as a bartender, $40 a night is tips. So I was like, oh, that's cool, like in high school.
Mm.
And this was in like 2009, because I'm like 31 now. So anyways, I was like, well, what do I got to do? So like then I started getting into the nightlife, and then I slowly was like, screw college. Like, what the hell I need this for? And
how much money are you making doing the bottle service shit? I don't know if I've ever had a girl on the show who talked about the bottle service hustle and how much money there is to be made in that, because I can remember like before I got in this relationship that I would meet girls all the time who that they just got into that, and it seemed like they were never going to get out of it because the money was good as shit.
Yeah, so honestly, it depends on, like, what club you work for. Like, for example, if you're, like, in Live Miami, you know, you get that automatic off-top percent of the table expense. So they're spending $12,000, $13,000, $15,000, $20,000 tables. So if you're getting 20% of that tab, do the math. So them girls make hella good money.
Wow.
But the club I worked at was like a super hood club. It was like I was the only white girl. It was like one of those like super like urban clubs, and the bottles were like $300 or something. And I mean, the best night I had, they were probably like $800, but that was 12 years ago. So
right,
you know. But up to date, definitely bottle service is like good money. There was nights where I'd probably like make more doing bottle service than I would as a stripper.
Uh-huh.
So if you have that clientele and stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay. So when I was like 23, I started stripping. I had got like a really bad DUI, and my parents were kind of like, yeah, we're not bailing you out on this one, Danny. Because I had
really
like,
bad.
Yeah, I went to jail and stuff like when I was like 18, 19 for like underage drinking. Because I'm from a small town. They had nothing else to bust people for.
Yeah, what else are you doing?
So I had like violated like two bonds. I'm like, it sounds like I did something so bad, but it was an MIP. Like I was at a freaking high school party drinking, and I was actually graduating beauty school, headed to my freshman year of college. And I had to like, my parents had to like check me into jail and like drop me off at a Friday night at like 7 p.m. And then they had to pick me up Sunday morning at like 10 a.m.
Wow.
So I did a weekend or whatever. for like violating the bond. But long story short, so my parents like dealt with all that shit. And then when I had got the DUI, my dad was like, oh yeah, like we're not giving you like this $8,000 to bail you out. So I had like a month before I had to start my probation, which was like blowing like three times a day, like all this crazy shit. So me and my girlfriend, this was back when Craigslist was like popping. She's like, girl, I found this like underground club in New York. It's not a strip club, but we can like dance for like money. And I was like, well, I don't know how to fucking dance. Like, what am I going to do? Like, she's like, I don't know. There's not like a pole involved. We just got to like give people lap dances. So I flew to New York on a one way. And my girlfriend did corporate jobs. And we were just like, let's go. So we got really drunk because we were so nervous. And we did it. And I made like $1,200. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is what I'm going to do now.
Right.
And then, like, it's sad I had to get drunk to do it. But whatever. I mean, this is what it is. So
did getting drunk help? Or was it overall
getting drunk helped. It just, yeah, getting drunk helped for sure. I mean, that's the whole thing about me, like happy that I don't work in the club anymore because I used to be drunk every day of my life.
Is it just like necessary because you got to talk to all these fucking tool bags?
Yeah, basically. Like the downside about it is like I would get so drunk that I'd be like, oh my God, where's my money? Or I lose my money bag or I don't remember. Like, I don't know. Just, you know how it is when you're, it's basically like you're partying, but you're like getting money from people.
Right.
So it's fun. Like I actually love dancing. Sometimes I miss it. I did like a stage set at a club like a couple weeks ago and I was like, damn, I like just miss the feeling of people just like throwing money at you. Like, it sounds degrading, but it's like awesome. Like,
right. Just the idea of like,
when it's like a lot of money, obviously it, not with like a dollar, you're like, OnlyFans, okay,
is dope, but it's like you're getting a bank transfer versus like you're stripping. It's like you're literally seeing it come in. Sometimes I go into the corner store and I look at the guy and he's just like selling cigarettes and candy. God. And I'm kind of like, fuck, like that kind of appeals to me. Just that like money coming in one by one, even though I know it's not like that much.
Yeah,
but it still just like kind of stands out to me. I was like, that must be all right.
Yeah. And then like OnlyFans, obviously you deal with like chargebacks and like people fraudulent credit cards, you know. So now that like all those higher celebrities got into OnlyFans and all those people were promised something that they didn't get, like with the Bella Thorne girl, whatever, you know what, everyone freaked out when she made the $1 million overnight or something. So now they do chargebacks. They always did chargebacks, but now we see the actual chargeback. So anyways, I guess in person when you're stripping, you're not really thinking about like the fake money, but they do that now too. So,
oh really? They throw counterfeit money in the club?
Wow. Like I've had girls deal with that I've known of also. But usually when it's $1 bills, it's like if you have counterfeit $1 bills, you have issues.
How do you even get that?
Yeah. I don't even know.
What the fuck?
In their basements? I don't know.
So, okay, you're stripping and... Wait, but the stripping thing was before you started doing the bottle service thing?
No, it was after.
After, okay.
And it was, like, after and during. I was kind of going back and forth because I'm like, who am I? Is this really what I want to do? Like, really wanted the money. And then I was just like, da-da-da. And then I created, like, the Danny Banks thing. This was, like, when I was, like, 23, 24. I was actually bottle serving at a club, like, back on, like, Twitter that had just started being popping. And this guy was like, if you were a porn star, what would your name be? And I was like, Danny Banks, like money. And I used to hate being called the name Danny, which is weird. Like growing up, my dad always called me Dan or Danny because I'm named after his best friend whose name was Dan. So anyways, growing up, I used to hate it. Like it was manly to me. So I'm like, call me Danielle. Like I used to hate it. But then I don't know. I just added an I to it, like two I's, and made it like cute. And I was like, oh, I like it now. Mm. And then I was like, Banks, like money. And then I just like kept the name. And like, that's how I got Danny Banks.
So that was your like superhero alter ego type thing?
Yeah, I guess. And then I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to be a stripper now. And then I just was a stripper and didn't care.
Long time? How long were you stripping?
I stopped Super Bowl Atlanta. So when was that? 2018?
Okay.
Yeah. So like 2013, 2018. Was that 5 years? I don't know.
What'd you say?
8 minus 3 is 5. Okay. Yeah, 5.
Right.
I always have to use my fingers for math. To this day, okay?
I am constantly, like, frustrated with myself because I can't divide well enough. Like, I really suck at dividing.
I'm good at multiplication. Like, really? But you know how the nines, you can be, like, 9 times 9 and, like, with the hands?
Oh, the 9 thing is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love, like, multiplication.
27, 36, but 45,
subtraction
54.
And addition, don't ask me. I'm, like...
That's why you're losing all your money in the club.
Right. I'm like, I can't add. I don't know how many dances that was. What's 25 times 7?
So you were just doing this for years and years, and like during that time period, did you have like a game plan of where you were going to take things after that? And was like building up the social media side of it always a part of that?
Yeah, like that's a really good question, because now like that I'm 30, I'm like, damn, like where was that game plan when I was 20s? But I think everyone kind of does that in their 20s. Oh, yeah. I just blew money. Like, I just, you know, maintain like the lifestyle and like whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, I wish I would have been how I am now then, but it is what it is. No, I didn't really have a game plan. I was just kind of having fun and just like, I want to just be a hot bitch and like get money. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll meet a dude and like be with someone and whatever. You know, everyone wants the happy ending, the person and the kids and all that. But now I'm like, it didn't happen. So what do I do now?
You didn't have any serious like boyfriends during that time period?
I did. Like, yeah, I did. I met him at a strip club. Ironically, how it turned out, like hell. But
is it hard to like make a relationship work if they meet you in the environment?
Yes, because then it's like a double standard. Like, he met me there and like loved to be there, but now that he like loves me, he hates me to do it and doesn't want me to do it. So then it was one of those relationships. So I had to like quit everything, and I got like really skinny, and I like hated life. And then he had like a baby on me. It was all crazy shit. And then I was like, okay, hi, I want my life back. And just one day I just left him, and then didn't see him for like 2 years.
And you took the kid?
No, I didn't take the kid. It wasn't my kid.
Oh.
He had a baby on me, like with someone else.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
But it was kind of like when he got her pregnant, we weren't really like talking all the way. So it was one of those things. But he hit it. So she was like knocked up the whole time we were together. And like his other baby mom sent me the photo of him at the baby shower when I dropped him off. I'll never forget, Tim Hortons. He said he was meeting his homeboy to like go run some errands. And I had just bought him that damn coat from Exclusive Game with the fur on the collar. I'll never forget it, because we had the same birthday. We're both Tauruses. And he wore the coat, and I was like, you look nice to be running errands, because we already know what type of errands he was running. It wasn't anything like you needed a business suit for. So I'm like, all right. He's like, he gave me some money. He's like, go furniture shopping, because I just put in a house in my name. Like the dumb white girl shit. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Put in my name. Whatever. So I'm like house shopping, FaceTiming him. I'm like, where are you? It's so loud. And like, long story short, he was at the baby shower posing as the father of the child while I was like shopping for furniture for our home in a whole other state that I didn't even belong in or didn't know anybody but him.
Wow.
So his baby mom sent it to me that night. She's like, this is what your man was doing all day. The other baby mom, not the one at the baby shower. The bitter one. Like the last, he had like three kids. It's a mess.
Oh.
He's totally irrelevant, but I'm just telling you about a relationship that I had that actually was one. So after him, I was like totally like damaged, and I was like, yeah, no more guys.
Wow.
For a while.
How long did it take you to get over that? Like that
long time. Really, I'm still like battling with shit with him. Like I dream about him a lot. It's like nightmares.
Really?
It's like weird. He gave me a dog, and I still have the dog. So the dog in me is like super close, and it's a little French bulldog. So I don't know. I just look at that dog, and I'm like, we escaped. Like,
the dog is a constant reminder, though.
Kind of, yeah. And like now, we are in contact a little bit. He'll be like, oh, how's my son? And I'm just like, how's your real kids? But whatever.
I was. I can't imagine how my girl would feel.
Blocked me over that. I was like, well.
I can't imagine how my girl would feel if she saw a picture of me at another woman's bridal shower or baby shower or whatever.
You're playing house with me at home.
That's rough.
But for me, it's like, be honest, because when you got her pregnant, we weren't really like together. So I could understand, because we both were in that life, and it is what it is. But you lied and hid it and acted like the girl wasn't pregnant with your kid.
Right.
And to this day, like, he like takes care of it, which is great. Like, you should. But it's like, I don't know. Like, what was his plan when she was in labor? Like, to this day, I just wondered, like, what was he going to do?
Were you just going to juggle these things for, like, 30 years and right, just never like, get caught?
But apparently he lived a double life the whole time we were together, so he must have been.
Some dudes are just so ambitious. It's kind of mind-blowing.
He's, like, a compulsive liar. So, narcissist, all those words that we try to stay away from, those people, like, he's that.
Just part of the lifestyle, I guess, yeah.
So meeting guys in a strip club probably isn't the best. But then I can't say that, because he met me in the strip club. I was a stripper, and I can't say that I'm a bad choice either. So it's kind of like...
You had a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Right. And he just failed you.
Right. So after him, I've been single, and I may have dated people, but not anything like that, you know?
Right. You never thought about getting into porn during all those years stripping? I'm sure you thought about it.
I always thought about it, but like, even now, I'm like, Evan, like my personal manager, I'm like, Evan, should I just do porn? It's like, fuck it. Because it's like for OnlyFans and things like that. But now it's like, you can do your own porn on OnlyFans and you don't, still don't have to be like, you do porn. You know what I'm saying? Kind of. Right. I mean, it's a form of porn, but it's not like I film for mainstream porn companies, you know?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I've released like sexual videos and things that you can probably consider porn, but it's not like I like go film a set or, you know, like with other porn stars and things like that.
Right.
Like the only like boy girl stuff I have is like the guy I was like dating or sleeping with. I'm like, oh, hold the camera. It's not like production or like, you know?
Yeah, that's the line that I think like a lot of.
So I don't really know what you can consider. I still say I don't do porn, I guess, if that makes sense.
Because it's such a different thing to be like an OnlyFans chick who just does some iPhone stuff versus really getting into the industry. But what I feel like a lot of girls on OnlyFans kind of miss is that there's a lot of like promotion available through the mainstream porn world, like if you wanted to go that direction. But
yeah, it would help. I mean, yeah, I think that as far as like money goes, you don't need it. But like you said, like for branding or like just getting out there more and being more noticed to bring more people to your OnlyFans, it would be good. For me, I don't really feel like that's the route I want to take, which there's nothing wrong with it at all. I'm unsure still. But I probably won't do it.
I feel you.
I don't know. I don't think I'm good at it. Like,
really?
I love to be naked and like, I'm just like, I don't know. I just don't know if I could do all those things that they do. Like,
right.
I've never had anal sex. I'm scared. Like, I just like pushing all these things in holes and doing all this crazy stuff, like squirting. Like, I don't do all that crazy stuff. Like, I don't even know how.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. It's not like,
I could just have like regular sex and maybe do porn, but like, I'm not like having like four things shoved in me in all these different holes and like, I don't know. I'm just scared.
I feel like you have such an idea of what the porn world is like. In reality, it's like any of these porn companies would be so desperate to have somebody like you who's like a huge OnlyFans chick do their shit, and they wouldn't be telling you what you had to do or whatever.
But you
like,
know what I mean? I guess when I think of porn, I think of all those things, and I'm like, I can't do all those things.
Right.
Like, I just feel like I wouldn't be a good porn girl.
Mm. I feel it.
I mean, but I could have like regular sex if that's what they wanted.
There are a lot of people having regular sex.
There is.
Yeah, we notice the guys who are like fisting the butthole this, and you notice the crazy.
I guess
shit.
I haven't seen the regular shit lately.
It's out there, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, maybe I consider. I don't know.
Okay, because the reason why I even found out about you, I think, was because I saw Jimmy Smacks basically trolling. Because
I remember we talked before about it.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a whole nother story.
What's that story? Let's hear about that
story. Yeah, so me and Jimmy are good friends. I mean, okay. I think he's mad at me right now. I noticed that he blocked me and then unfollowed me. I don't know. It happens every couple months.
Yeah,
but
he unfollowed me too.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I was talking about the balls in his face and shit.
Oh, I don't think I saw that. I think I heard something about it. Oh,
okay.
But I don't know. Me and Jimmy, we made a lot of money together on OnlyFans and things like that. So it was cool. I mean, he's really good at what he does. Like, producing like scenes, and his OnlyFans is crazy. It's true. Like, he makes all that money. It's all not a lie.
But what did you guys do on OnlyFans if you guys didn't have sex?
You don't did in the video.
It. You did.
Well, in the videos, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It shows that we are.
Were you guys dating?
No.
Oh.
People think that we're dating, but yeah.
Did you were never dating him?
No.
Man, it feels like this is a hard question for you to answer.
What I'm trying to say is, like, the video is, like, it appears that we're, like, doing things, but, you know,
Did you have the fake dildo that looks like it's his dick?
I don't want to say it, really.
You don't have to say it, okay.
I don't want to, like, ruin everything.
No, yeah, I feel that, yeah.
But we weren't ever dating.
Mm-hmm.
But we have really good content, and it's super good.
Yeah,
and
everyone go sign up.
Yeah,
go sign up and subscribe. Yeah,
I still like, you know, use the content and sell it and stuff. But yeah, he's a cool guy. He is.
It doesn't seem like you believe that. When
no,
you tell
I
me
do. Like, I do. Like, I genuinely like really care about Jimmy.
But why'd you guys fall out? Why'd he block you?
Well, we were hosting a content party the other weekend, and I was filming with a girl Tanya that he was filming with, and like we wanted him to do a scene with us, but we were all drinking and it didn't end up happening where we filmed something together. And then it was a misunderstanding about us meeting up to film. And then I wasn't available when he wanted to. And then it was just, I guess he just felt some type of way about it. He's just more like on his time or no time at all. And then I guess he got mad. So after that, I noticed that he blocked me, then unfollowed me and then unblocked me. So I think he only blocked me so it would unfollow me from following him, if that makes sense, because I never unfollowed him.
That's what
so
they do. I went it's to his
page. Yes, I went to his page and I'm not following him anymore. And I was like, I didn't unfollow him, but then I know I was like, oh, he probably blocked me, then unblocked me. So we unfollowed each other. So I was like, okay, well, maybe we'll talk about it later. I guess I'm not gonna ask him why you did that. Like, it's childish.
Right, because now I'm just remembering that you guys were supposed to come on the podcast together.
We were supposed to come here together. Mm. Yeah, I remember we talked about that because that started a whole other issue, I guess, with like Selena and him. And
oh yeah, because then was drama, Selena remember? Was so mad. She's like, this guy was gonna destroy my life, and you're.
I was coming on here with Selena and the girl Eliza, when they were doing that. Yeah. And then she was like, Jimmy was trying to turn all of us against each other, and then she was like yelling at me, and I was like, I never met the girl in my life. I was like, I don't want no problems. And then she blocked me, and I was like, whoa, like I don't honestly don't know.
Right.
I don't know who to believe or who said what. I don't even know. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not going on the show. But here I am.
I had to just, out of like sheer like compassion for Selena, I just had to be like, okay, I'm not going to interview him this weekend because she was like, he's trying to destroy
my life. And they're really good friends
now.
They just posted a video yesterday.
See, this is why I fucking know
that. That's what I say with Jimmy. It's like every other week or every other day or every other month.
Mm.
But I personally didn't do anything to him. So if he has an issue with me,
because
maybe we could work it out.
The reason why he hates me now is because these videos all came out online of him with like a dick in his face. And then we just talked about it on the podcast. And then there's a clip that we titled like talking about Jimmy Smacks' gay sex clips or whatever. And they were like asking me to delete it. And I'm like, how am I going to delete it? This is like in the news. Like everyone was talking about this
at
the time.
Yeah, it's like all over.
Yeah. I'm like, how am I going to not talk about it? I don't understand people who like get famous and then want to like control the media talking about things regarding them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much to say about it, that situation.
That was an awkward one?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what he does or what happened. Right. I just want everyone to feel like they can be themselves.
That's true.
That's all that matters.
Suck a dick, guys. So do you, how did you start like really blowing up on social media? Because at this point, you don't have how many followers? Like 6 million or some shit?
Like 6.4 and a half, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, like just like collaborations, like with a lot of big models and girls, and then like I just feel like, because I never really like paid for promo or like had a team like pushing promo, like I never ever have done that, like to be honest, which is crazy. Mm. It's just like all organic. That's why a lot of companies I work with, they're like, how do you have all these like followers just organically coming in? Like I honestly don't know. I just feel like, you know, back in like 2015 and 16, like when it was like magazines were still like popping, I was on like cover of like 9 different magazines. Like, I don't know. It was just a lot of things that I was always constantly doing, like interviews,
like, what magazines?
Like Smooth Magazine, like, you know, like back when all that stuff was kind of like cool, like Hip Hop Weekly. Mm. I don't know. Just random things that I was in, like Pool Boulevard. I don't know.
Were you always like in the category of like the white girl who has a big ass?
Basically, like that's basically like how my brand like came about. And then I started like a thing like called White Girl Wednesdays in Detroit, because Detroit was like, you know, where I started like everything that I did. And I would host a night at a strip club called White Girl Wednesdays, and I would have
all
like,
white girls.
Yeah,
I feel like this could get
at a black club though. At a black club.
I feel like this could get you canceled in this day and age.
Yeah, probably not a good idea now. But it was called White Girl Wednesday, and it was like a hashtag, and like, yeah, so I hosted it, and like my slogan was like always your like your favorite snow bunny, and like a lot of people think that that's like racial, which I guess I never looked at it that way.
It is racial, but I've always, my whole life, black dudes have been calling white girls snow bunny or whatever.
Yeah, but what's so embarrassing is that the reason why I picked that name wasn't because of like that. A black guy named me that, but I never realized like that's what it was. Like for me, in my mind, it was like I always wanted to be like a Playboy bunny. And I was like, oh, like a snow bunny. Like I guess I didn't, like that's me being like naive at the time. I didn't realize that that's what that meant.
Okay.
So to this day, like carrying that out as like my slogan, it's not what I really mean by it, I guess. I just say a snow bunny. Like, I don't know. To me, like a bunny is just like a bad bitch. Like I look at it as like playmates, like, you know?
Okay.
Is that fair?
I mean, hey, whatever you want to do.
So, yeah, like a lot of brands and companies will say like, oh, I don't want to work with her because in my bio, it's like your favorite snow bunny. And they say that's super racial. Like that makes it seem like I don't fuck with white people. And I was like, I'm white. My whole family's white. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's weird to me. Like, yeah.
I feel like the thing that they would like, get offended by.
If that's my sexual preference of a man, like, why does that matter?
Is that, that's your sole sexual preference?
No.
Black guys only?
I've dated white guys.
Oh, okay.
My first two boyfriends were white. I lost my virginity to a white guy.
But now I have girls on the podcast all the time who say that they would never fuck with a white guy.
No, I can't never say never. Because sometimes I'm like, maybe I'll end up marrying a white man. Because at the end of the day, these black dudes can't get it together.
That's been your experience?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Any other examples besides this guy with the secret family?
With the secret families? Yeah. And babies? Yeah, I have tons. I don't know. Right. But I can't say it's color like base. Like, I've had shitty white guys. I've had shitty black guys. I've had shitty Spanish dudes. I just think it's just how you were raised and grown up. Now I'm like, hi, do you like your mom? Or what's your relationship with your mom? Because I feel like guys who, like, hate their mom usually, like, have freaking issues with treating women a good way.
Interesting.
Do you feel like that? I don't know.
I wonder, because sometimes I just like know dudes that just don't give a fuck about taking care of their kids, and I just like wonder what the fuck it is that like allowed them to get into that mind state. But I wonder how much of like their relationship with their parents it was. But because a lot of times I do feel like it's dudes who never knew their dad or had a horrible relationship with their dad, so they don't really have anything to model like being a dad on. Whereas like for me, like I saw my dad being a pretty stand-up dad my whole life, so yeah, it's like pretty common sense to me.
Right. So do you feel like if he wasn't, it would like affect the how you raise your child, though?
I don't know. But you also know? If I had had a kid at like 18, then I don't know that I would have been a
right.
good dad,
so it's like
know?
I feel like you just can't judge situations. But for me, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like people who have messed up like childhoods. I saw something on TikTok, and it was like a woman that was saying like she wished that in her 20s she would have like battled her trauma, her childhood traumas then, instead of like now, like in her 30s, kind of like fought those battles then to prepare herself mentally for like, you know, like relationships and having children. So it doesn't carry on and on. Cause sometimes like you said, you have a child at 18, but you're still battling your childhood demons at the time. And like, it might pass on to your kids and how you didn't overcome certain things that, you know, things like that. So that kind of like sat with me. I was like, damn, like that's really deep. Like, I don't know. I just thought maybe,
yeah,
you know, like certain things that might've like bothered you as growing up, you could pass on to like your kids or things like that.
I mean, we always end up having this conversation lately because I feel like Kevin Samuels kind of like brought it to the forefront. But the idea of like a lot of women just like, because our culture sort of like celebrates it, they want to spend their 20s just partying and, you know, fucking with basketball players and rappers and not really trying to build a relationship or anything. And then all of a sudden they find themselves, they're 35, they're overweight, they don't really have a lot to offer, but they want to be with these guys who kind of like have the ability to pick any girl that they want. Now, obviously this doesn't apply to you because obviously you look great and you're famous and you have a shitload of money. So it's kind of like, it's a different thing. You're like bringing something different to the table. But do you relate to that? Or do you feel like, damn, I wish I had kind of taken my 20s and like been more focused on getting into a healthy relationship?
Yeah, I relate to that. And no, I don't wish I would have did that in my 20s. I don't actually wish I would have do that now. I'm not even ready to do that now when I'm 31. Like, I don't feel like I've even hit my prime in like my career and anything that I want to do. So it's like, I just think that every person's different, and if that's like what they want for their path to be, like, I don't know, like, I don't put a number on things. I'm not like, oh, by 38 I want to be this and that. Cause I don't know like where my life is gonna take me. So yeah, I do obviously think about like things that I should have did or could have did, but I don't know. I just I'm not trying to be corny, like I have no regrets. Cause whatever, everyone kind of does in a way. But that what you said is kind of like weird for me because it's like guys like say they want a girl who has shit to bring to the table, but then when you do, it's like it's too much or it's too intimidating or you might have too much control. So it's kind of like, damn, you want us to have money or you don't, or I don't know, it's fucked up.
Okay, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app, or you can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.